The Gemara on Lamed Gimel Beis, Mesachus Brachos, is a Mishnah. The Mishnah begins, it's a fairly famous Mishnah, Ha'imer Al-Kansi Bo Yagir Rachamecha. The person that davens in front of the Rebbeinu Shalom and says, Rebbeinu Shalom, you had mercy on the mother bird. Also a person that says, your name will be remembered on good things. And a person that says, Maidim Maidim Meshaskan Asa, all three of these individuals, we tell them, Shtum, right? We tell them, stop davening. We close down the davening shop. The Gemara asks the question: Why can a person not say Al Kansi B'Yagir Rachamecha? The Gemara quotes: Right, the person says, "Remember, you had mercy on the mother bird. What's the mercy on the mother bird?
Send it away.
Right, you send away the mother bird when you take the eggs. Right, why?
You shouldn't see
that the eggs, the chicks, that it's going to be distressing for the mother bird. If you're merciful, you had mercy on the mother bird, you should have mercy on us. Says the Gemara as follows. The Gemara wants to know why. My timer. What is the reason that you cannot daven in such a way? Says the Gemara, there were two Amoraim in Eretz Yisrael that have machlokes about this. Rabbi Yosef bar Avin, Rabbi Yosef bar Zvida. These two Rabbi Yossis had the machlokes about this. Chad Amar, one of them says, because you are matil kina in Ma'aseh Bereishis. What does that mean? That you're effectively saying, Rabbeinu Shalom, you care about mother birds more than you care about Bambi, right? Bambi, you don't have to send away Bambi's mother before you take Bambi. So maybe you might tell Kina, the other creations on planet Earth are going to be jealous of this. V'chad Amar, and the other one says, Mimnei she'oisim midasu shalakonish baruchu rachamim ve'enam elegzeris. Because you make the midas of Hashem rachamim, you're saying the Ribbono Shel Olam, the reason that you did this is because of rachamim. That's not true. That's not true. Maybe it's just gzera. Maybe it's a gzera from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Now, there's...
It could be a gzera based on rachamim.
Yeah, maybe. But it seems to be, obviously it's a gzera from HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
We're trying to make a cheshbon as to why...
Why the Ribbono Shel Olam did this?
It's not on us to make
cheshbon. The Chumash doesn't tell us why HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to send away the mother birds. Machlekes. One side is that you matel kin in Ma'aseh Bereishis. The other side, the reason that you can't say, B'Yogi Rachamecha, is because the Oseh Midas is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Racham. Yeah.
It's not a problem to say it, it's a problem to say it as a prayer.
Maybe.
The Torah itself is having a focus.
Well, hold up a second. So... The Mishnah says that you're not allowed to say this. Al Kansi B'Yagir Rachamecha. The Kashi is as follows. The Gemara wants to know why. Why can't you say this? Say, is it because Ois Midas is Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu Rachamim Ve'enim Elegzeris? You're saying the Ribbono Shel Olam made this the din of Shiloh HaKen because he's merciful, but it's not true. Or maybe it's not true, right? The Ribbono Shel Olam says it because he says it. We have no idea. We have no idea why the Ribbono Shel Olam says it. Alternatively, no, we do know why Kodesh Baruch Hu said it. But we don't have the right to say this in davening because it will create some kind of jealousy, animosity, some kind of inequality in Ma'aseh Bereishis. There's a very important nafka min al-halacha that comes out of this, and the Ramban deals with this question, which is, are we allowed to attribute reasons to mitzvahs? Meaning, Ribbono Shel Olam says, send away the mother bird. Should we say that's because the Ribbono Shel Olam is merciful?
We could, but we can't. It's not. We can attribute whatever we want to whatever we want, but to say that with definitive, that's the Ribbono Shel Olam's cheshbon, and because the Ribbono Shel Olam's cheshbon is kacha v'kacha, so therefore I'm doing it, that we can't do.
Meaning?
We can't define.
So. Yeah. We'll point out
to say, okay, this is could be the reason. That's great, but to say this is God's reason.
The question is as follows: can we say the reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us to send away the mother bird is because of rachamim? Can we say such a thing?
You cannot understand what's behind the.
So you're saying no, you can't.
No, okay.
But you're saying you can.
Some mitzvot is easier.
Sure. Again.
Some mitzvot, like, we don't understand the rationality, but we follow what the Shem told us to do.
So let's assume that there are certain mitzvot that you would have come up with by yourself, right? And then there's other mitzvot that you wouldn't have come up by yourself. Right. Let's say that for a second. Rav Yosef Alba writes that there are the three categories of mitzvot. There's mitzvot There's mitzvahs that every human being would every society would normatively have come up with, right? Laws against murder and theft and adultery are laws that every society has more or less come up with. Why? Because it's just more or less a better way to run a society, right? Societies where people don't murder each other generally turn out to be more productive societies. That's something that human beings kind of figure out all by themselves.
Even though you would have come up with it yourself,
that's true.
You still can't say this is the ancient reason for it.
Right, that's the
Is that true, though?
Yes.
So that's a machlekes. So that's a machlekes. That's a machlekes. By the way, how do the Rambam and the Ramban paskin? Both of them give tamei dekra all the time.
Isn't there a difference between tamei of a mitzvah? The idea of tamei of mitzvah is not saying that it's necessarily the only reason that's behind it. It's a tamei to it.
Yeah, so
additional side.
Yeah, so that's already darshan to a certain extent. The Ramban writes on this pasuk, right, on the mitzvah shelach haken, the Ramban writes because there's two reasons for it. It says the Ribbono shel Olam wants you, one, to care about the survival of the species, and two, to be a merciful person. He doesn't equivocate on it. He says there's two reasons for it, and this is why the Ribbono shel Olam says such a thing. And the Ramban brings this gemara, and he says, by the way, we don't paskin that oisimidas shelach kodesh baruch hu rachamim and gzeris. We don't paskin that way. We have full rights and responsibility, in fact, to think to the best of our ability what the Ribbono shel Olam says. And the Ramban goes so far as to say that this Gemara that says, Al kanti bo yagir rachamecha, is mutter.
But it's not the reason we do it. We can darshan out, but that's not the reason we do it, because the Kosh Baruch Hu said to do it or not to do it. That's the reason. Meaning, not because our intellect allows us
no. to... No, the Ribbono shel Olam told us to do this in order that we should be merciful. People, the Ramban disagrees with the statement of the Mishnah. He says, we don't paskin that way. We don't, meaning, we paskin, you're not allowed to say Al-Kantzi Bura Yigir Rachamecha, but why? Why can't you say Al-Kantzi Bura Yigir Rachamecha? Because you're Matul Kinnah B'Masav Rishis, because you're going to make the other creation jealous. Not because you're not allowed to say, that Ribbono shel Olam gave us this law for this reason. So, yeah, and the Gemara has a malacha that Namarim try to catch each other off on this. And, fine. It should be noted, we got a minute and a half, it should be noted that the Me'a Shilach in Parshas Emor, the Ishbitza, attempts to find a yishuv between the Rambam and the Ramban, who both give reasons for many, many mitzvahs, and this opinion that suggests the Me'a Shilach, maybe there's a difference between Torah and Tefillah. What's the difference? Is that the objective of Talmud Torah is to the best of our ability to understand Ratzon Hashem. Meaning when you sit down in the basement and you open up a Chumash, and the Chumash says, send away the mother bird and then take the eggs. So you think, what is the Ribbono shel Olam for me? Does he just want me to do this act without any reason for it? No. The Ribbono shel Olam wants me to become a merciful person, a thinking human being, a compassionate person, and to the best of my ability, I am going to attempt to emulate the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as I understand the midos of the Torah. That's the objective of Talmud Torah. That's what a Jew is obligated to do in Talmud Torah. But when a person stands up in tefillah in front of the Ribbono shel Olam, so the job of a Jew who is davening in front of Hashem is not to tell the Ribbono shel Olam what he thinks. It's to tell the Ribbono shel Olam what we think. Meaning, Ribbono shel Olam, we'd like you to have mercy on us. To stand up in front of the Ribbono shel Olam and darshan, you said in the Torah that you should send away the mother bird. And what you meant by that is that we should be merciful, and therefore you should have mercy on us. Ribbono shel Olam doesn't need us to be a darshan for him. That is the opposite of the avodah satfilah. You're just supposed to stand up in davening with the way that the Ishbitzer writes, which is you'll see this in all the Chabad Sfarim as well, is bittul. Is bittul. A person is supposed to be mevatel their rotzon in front of the Ribbono shel Olam, which is saying, you're the Ribbono shel Olam, you know what's best for the world. I'm not coming here to tell you what you think. I'm coming to tell you what I think and leave it in your hands. I'm not advocating based on the things that you've told us in the Torah. Because to do such a thing would be inappropriate. Therefore, says the Me'a Shilach, we can pass on like both. We can pass on like both days. We can say that in davening, you don't have the right to say this in davening. In davening, you're not the Ribbono Shel Olam's chavrusa. In davening, you are an eved standing in front of a melech. You don't get to say the reason that you made this law is so that, then you're not an eved, then you're a nudnik. Right? That's not nimusi, that's not derech eretz to daven to Hashem like that. But in the base medrash, absolutely. In the base medrash, everybody has the right and responsibility to try to figure out what the halachas are. And please God, Hashem should help us to do both. We're out of